USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaking at a drive-in rally in Georgia, President Biden touted his jobs, infrastructure, and tax proposals, including paid family leave. He says he knows why this is important. He told the crowd how he spent many years as a single father after a car crash killed his wife and young daughter. He said his parents and siblings had to help out with childcare.
No one should have to choose between a job and a paycheck or taking care of themselves, a loved one, a parent, or a spouse, or a child.
He says he wants the U.S. to provide up to 12 weeks paid family leave to parents like him who had no other option. Despite objections from activists, Democrats, and corporate leaders to reject any new restrictions on voting, the Florida legislature has passed an election bill. The new bill limits drop boxes compared to current law. It now heads to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for a signature. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
During his first televised interview since his New York City apartment was raided by federal agents over allegations he violated lobbying laws by doing business in Ukraine, former President Trump's one-time attorney Rudy Giuliani is now speaking out trying to clear his name.
I've never represented a Ukrainian national or official before the United States government. I've declined it several times. I've had contracts in countries like Ukraine. In the contract is a clause that says I will not engage in lobbying or foreign representation.
He spoke on Fox. He says he could have erased the evidence they took, but kept it because he says it will clear him of any wrongdoing. The Senate has confirmed 78-year-old Bill Nelson as the new NASA administrator. He was a Democratic Florida senator for 18 years. President Biden nominated him last March. The Senate vote was unanimous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Critics say the Biden administration is not giving out correct border information. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
Democrat Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona criticized President Biden for not laying out a comprehensive plan to address the recent surge in migrants at the southern border during his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The junior senator said, "While I share President Biden's urgency in fixing our broken immigration system, what I didn't hear tonight was a plan to address the immediate crisis at the border," end quote. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Danels on Fox News agrees. He says using video cameras, they've seen over 60,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States unchecked since President Biden's executive action on the southern border.
This is the largest humanitarian issue on the southwest border going on right now. When it comes to what the cartels are exploiting these people, these children, and then you look at the public safety aspect of this that's affecting all communities in America. In this fiscal year, we've had 60,000 getaways just in this sector of the border.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an undocumented immigrant who challenged deportation. Justice Neil Gorsuch said the DOJ had not been sending notices to appear letters to illegal migrants. Attorneys for Augusto Nieves says he can legally appeal the deportation after being in the U.S. for more than 10 years. For the USA Radio News Networks, I'm Wendy King.